Both houses of Congress return to work this week after their winter recess. When the members meet on Wednesday, they have a lot to deal with. Among the more pressing issues are the war on terrorism, how to provide stimulus for the economy, and what can be done to prevent scandals such as the one surrounding the recent collapse of the Enron Corporation. Joining me in the studio to discuss the Congress's agenda is NPR's political editor Ken Rudin. So is anything really going to be accomplished this year? I mean, it's an election year after all. Are the Democrats and Republicans going to do anything besides fight with each other?
Well, you know, Lisa, it's funny. After September 11th, there was a talk that everybody's going to get together, come together, forge this new bipartisan compromise, especially in Congress. And that probably did last a couple of weeks. But as you say, this is an election year. It's the closest divided Congress we've seen in over a half century. There's only an 11-seat difference in the House. There's a 1-seat difference in the Senate. With so much at stake, you could make the case that very little will get done. And yet, there are some major things that have to get done.
Well, what are some of those major things?
Well, for example, the economic stimulus bill. President Bush is very cognizant of the fact that his father ignored the economy, the falling of the economy, and the consequences the falling economy had in 1991-92. The current President Bush is very aware of that, and he has to make sure that the Republican Party is on record for protecting jobs. Now, how the two parties differ, that is probably what's going to separate the parties in 2002.
Are we going to see how they differ?
Well, we've already seen it. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle and a recent speech has blasted the President Bush tax cuts, saying that this is a wrong time for tax cuts, given the fact that the economy is worsening, that the surplus is gone, and that we're officially in a recession, whereas the Republicans will say, and President Bush will say, have said, that in a faltering economy, you need tax cuts to boost the economy and boost people's individual earnings. But the problem with the Democrats is that there's no unanimity of what approach they want to have to this. The senator from Massachusetts, Ted Kennedy, says we should put off the tax cuts until the economy rebounds. Tom Daschle doesn't say anything. He just says it's probably a bad idea to have the tax cuts. And there are still 12 Democrats in the Senate who voted for the tax cuts and stand by it, including Tim Johnson, who is Tom Daschle's fellow Democrat from South Dakota, who's up for re-election this year. So the Democrats don't really have a unified theme, and that could be to the Republicans' advantage.
What about what's going on with Enron? This is now turning out to be a huge scandal. Will it be for the Republicans the way Whitewater was for the Democrats?
Well, Democrats certainly hope it's a scandal. They point to all the ties that the folks in Enron have with the people in the White House from President Bush on down. President Bush, during the Florida recount campaign, was flying in an Enron jet. He and Ken Lay, the president and CEO of Enron, are close friends. But Republicans say that this is not a partisan issue. This is not Republicans versus Democrats. In fact, as many Democrats have taken money from Enron as Republicans, if there's any consequence to what happened at Enron, it could be in campaign finance reform in the House. Right now, the Republican leadership has refused to allow Shays Meehan, which is the campaign finance bill, to come to the floor. And so Democrats, or proponents of campaign finance reform, need 218 signatures to get that to the floor. They're only lacking 2 signatures. Now, some people thought it was going to be a hard task to get those final signatures. With the Enron scandal, with the scandal about more money in politics, you may get campaign finance reform on the floor of the House this year.
It sounds like there have to be a couple of issues on which the Democrats and Republicans will agree. The war on terrorism, the so-called war on terrorism, and homeland defense.
Well, yes, the Democrats made a mistake in 1991 with the Gulf War. Most of them voted against authorizing the first President Bush to give him force. Tom Daschle was very smart this year. He said, look, we all Americans, Democrats and Republicans, agree on the war on terrorism, but how are we going to pay for this is a different thing, and that's where the Democrats and Republicans see their differences. Republicans feel that the way to fight the war on terrorism and to protect the homeland is with an anti-missile defense system, which will cost billions and billions of dollars. Democrats say, no, that's a waste of money. Osama bin Laden is not going to launch rockets. What we need to do is beef up home security, beef up the borders, and things like that. And a lot still has to come down to the tax cut, because there's less money than ever to spend, and yet we're spending more on the war on terrorism. Something has to give, and that's where the two parties are fighting.
NPR's political editor Ken Rudin. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, Lisa.